This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Mikey on Joy.
We are so lucky this morning to be joined live into the studios, two of Australia's biggest heavyweights in the music and theatre scene. It's acclaimed music director, Mr. John Foreman.
Good morning.
As well as all-round entertainer and damn well good-looking young man, Mr. Rob Mills.
Oh, thanks. I feel bad for John. Didn't get the same intro. He's very handsome.
I've never been very kind of you. That's a nice make good. I've never been described as a heavyweight before. But what do you weigh, Rob?
Oh, mate, I'm definitely in the featherweight division. We're both very light men, aren't we?
Well, come on, heavyweight in the music industry, mate. John, you've been there since, you know, Bert
1856.
Days.
Yeah. Oh, yes, the good old days of Bert. Oh, I had a great time with Bert.
You must have been so young. Oh, you must have been a teenager in those days.
I was a teenager. I started with Bert when I was 19. And it's actually,
God, you were. I mean, I was having 19. A look at a picture and I think you looked 12.
Well, no, it's funny because I was actually, you know, it's been a while since I've been up at this hour. And this was, you know, with Bert's show, we're all in there bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to go at this time of day. So it's nice to see the sunshine again.
Well, yeah, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. So lovely to be here.
Gentlemen, there's a very special one-off concert held at Hamer Hall in October, celebrating the life and career of the sadly departed George Michael. But it's going to be a gorgeous show. John, as the musical director of the show, George Michael, Listen to Your Heart, what are we in for?
Oh, we're in for a fantastic night. We've got an orchestra on stage and these fabulous artists like Rob Mills, of course, and Prinny Stevens and Sheldon Riley, who was so fantastic on The Voice. And you have a concerned look on your face.
No, Bobby Fox. Bobby Fox. And I was thinking as well, I just looked up that we have a new addition for this concert. We've done the concert before in Adelaide, Sydney at the Opera House.
Yes, just standing ovations. I know someone who went to the Opera House and said it was fantastic. Do not miss.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it really is a night of nights, but What I like most about it is not only do you get a few heavyweights on stage, but you also get a couple of young emerging talents as well. We talked about Sheldon Riley, but there's a guy called Critty Black as well, who was on the
He was on The Voice. He's a great singer,
incredible singer. So I'm really looking forward to meeting him and treading the boards with Prinny again. I love Prinny, and Bobby Fox is just
from Jersey Boys.
Fantastic. Hugh and Bobby, very cheeky men.
Yeah, Hugh Sheridan, of course, international superstar, of course. And the great thing is that these artists are, it's a tribute to George Michael, but all of the artists are appearing as themselves. No one's dressing up as George or anything like that. So it's not a sort of impersonation concert. You get to see these artists in concert, which is great in and of itself. But we're all, I guess, sharing our experiences of growing up with George Michael music. Yeah. And the opportunity for fans to hear it with the orchestra, I think, makes sense, because I think George Michael was actually quite a fan of the orchestra. Towards the end of his career, he had more 100%. Orchestral elements. So I think, you know, I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but I think if he was still with us, he'd probably be doing his songs in an orchestral setting, because I think he'd enjoy it.
Well, he loved that whole soul sound, didn't he? I mean, that was where that was his roots. He wanted to sing gospel, you know, if you would have thought about where he wanted to be.
Yeah, 100%. I think he was one of the first sort of artists to bring sort of R&B and funk to pop, like, and he was frowned upon,
Sony wasn't very happy, were they?
What was that pop rock stuff going? He's like, well, that's not what I do. I love soul. I love R&B, and that's what I want to try and bring. He goes, but you're white. Yeah, I am, and you're British. He's like, yeah, but this is where my voice sits. This is the style of music, and God love him, stuck to his guns and made incredible music throughout his career.
Yeah.
So with the 30-piece orchestra on stage, is it going to be a totally different sound for you? Are we going to be hearing Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go done with the orchestra?
It's funny. I was just thinking about that particular track as Rob was talking, because even as far back as the Wham thing, it's still got the great brass line in it, and it's still got this fantastic bass line, this swingy kind of thing going. So what at first seems like bubblegum pop, when you have to take it apart and arrange it and analyze it, you actually realize it's a lot more complex than it sounds. But we want to be faithful to the original feeling of the songs. We don't want, you know, there are some moments where it's good to kind of reinterpret music, but I think for something like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go or, you know, Careless Whisper, Careless Whisper, you've still got the saxophone there. We're not replacing the saxophone with strings, we're enhancing it with
fantastic.
A bit of string edge.
Amazing. Amazing idea. When did the idea come about?
Well, John, I would say it was probably a couple of years ago. We've done it a few times now.
Yeah.
Is it the mastermind of you, Craig?
No. Craig McMahon, a friend of ours who's a producer who developed the idea, I think, originally with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. I think is where we did it first.
Yep.
And then we went to Sydney, and now here we are in Melbourne. So it's been sitting there for a little while.
And also, we should tell our friends that we're actually doing a concert up in the Gold Coast as well.
Oh, that's right. Ooh. Do you have listenership up in the Gold Coast?
We do. So you're going to be at the Star Gold Coast on Saturday, October the 19th, which you'll be here at the Hamer Hall Art Centre. Well, we got podcasting.
Yes. It goes off. Course. You're worldwide.
The Greys are everywhere, sweetheart.
And also, there'd be a lot of people going up for a little holiday that time of year, wouldn't they?
Correct.
To the little holiday house.
Digitally listen these days.
Internet's amazing. The Golden Coast.
Yeah, love it.
Look, I was going through, I mean, George Michael, to me, we're talking during the break that I was old enough to actually seen Wham in 1985, then to go back and seeing George in 2010. Fantastic. But when you go through, George Michael released only 5 solo studio albums. One of those was the total covers through. Wham only released 2 albums, 3 the final. There's such a... For such a small amount of music that he released, it's such a very big impact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was more we were obsessed with his out of music antics more so than, or we're finally starting to get on with his music now?
I think we talk about it in the show, John. We talk about just, and unfortunately, we don't realize sometimes until the person leaves us, is just how important he was to the music industry. For some, we always talk about Madonna, we talk about Kylie, the reimagining of pop stars throughout their, you know, throughout the decades. But no one did it better than George Michael, I don't think. From Wham as this young pop star, playing these incredible sort of upbeat bangers to this soulful, gentle, beautiful arrangements of classic R&B songs and swing songs, and he couldn't have done it any better. So I don't know, maybe we didn't give him the credit where credit was due when he was alive, but I think we sure know now that, what a superstar he was.
By the sound of the show, you're doing it so respectfully as well. The fact that no one's dressing up, it's just really tasteful evening, which is really exciting to hear you're doing it in such a way.
Mm.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of great tribute shows that are, you know, light, fun kind of things where people dress up, and I'm sure there are lots of those sorts of shows. But yeah, I suppose when you've got artists the caliber of my good friend Rob here, you know, the audience wants to have a chance to see them in concert as well. It's a chance to see these great Australian artists in concert, and also to get their impressions of George Michael, how their lives have been affected by his music, and, you know, reflecting on the first time that you might have heard a George Michael song. And it was a bit of a different era then, you know. That's when people would buy a whole album and listen to it, as opposed to hearing a song turn up in the context of a little playlist. So people were able to go on the journey a little more lyrically with the artist, and I think that it was a bit of a different era.
Did George Michael, did he play a big part in your lives?
No, look, I was in a cover band when I was like from the age of 16, so I was always playing George Michael Faith. But I remember the film clips of George just having these, you know, the supermodels, and I love the fact that he basically said to the record company, "I don't want to be in the film clips anymore. You don't need me. I want to let the music do the talking, but also I want to let these beautiful supermodels do the talking." Because he knew sex sells kind of vibe. So for me, I really enjoyed his music, but it wasn't until we started these concerts a few years ago that I really fell in love with the music, and also it was the storytelling. The more we talked about the songs that he'd written, it was these beautiful pieces of his own life and his own journey and his own struggles that he talked about throughout his songs. He's a tremendous storyteller.
He did that with all his music, didn't he? I mean, he got caught in indiscretion in a bathroom, which we were all quite... And then he comes out and puts out one of the best videos you've ever seen a couple of weeks later. He just come out and did a press concert. I own it. I did it. This is what it is. Move it on, you know?
Yeah. What a guy to just, like, completely own it. And then release a banger. What a song as well. Let's Go Outside. What a song.
It was fantastic, but anyone else would have hidden from it, would have denied it. He goes, come on, here we go.
So. He held the press conference himself, which is the best.
It was really good.
What a power play that is.
Yeah. No, look, I'm so excited. I think this is going to be fantastic. But I just wanted to ask, so you guys met during season one of Idol.
Mm.
There we go. Music director, Mr. John Foreman, and one of our fantastic stars that come out of that season. But then again, 2012, you go and do the YTT reboot together.
Look, let's not talk about it. It still scars.
Really?
No. I love the show.
You were great on that.
Oh, I was great. The kids were great.
It's
funny.
We're having a little therapy session here. I'll tell you my scar from that particular thing. Right. So you know the best way to make money out of music is through copyright songwriting.
Okay.
And so the producers of that show had said, "Oh, look, we want you to write a theme for this young talent type." Yes, yes. Where do I sign? Where do I sign? Sure. And then also we want you to write some music, like background music for when the winners are. Yes, sure. Yes. What do you need? That's fine. So that, you know, it would be okay. Well, we're down at the top two. Rob would be saying these things. And my little bit of dum-dum-dum-dum music was going on. And so we all thought, oh, this is going to be great. This show is going to be exported to 45 countries. And I'll just sit at home and count the royalties as they come in. And
that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So that's my scar from that particular series.
My favourite bit was when they made the kids sing a sad song at the end and then shoot a Glenna cannon at them while they're all crying.
Oh, that's great.
I was like, that's great. Okay, you can either do an upbeat song, shoot a glitter cannon, or a sad song and no glitter cannon. They were like, we're doing both.
Oh, that's
sad song,
great.
Glitter cannon. You watch it. It's on YouTube, guys.
I was gonna say, if I
kids
get
crying
in my life.
And shooting a glitter cannon at them.
Wow, so you've got tears with little bits of glitter that
stuck
you've got
to their faces.
Terrible.
Yeah. I think that sounds fantastic. We should do it to all children. Anyone that cries, shoot a glitter cannon straight at them.
Cheer them up. Yeah,
a little life lesson to learn.
But listen, you've been together for all these little shows. It's been a long time together. Come on, spill the goss on each other. So what, you must have a secret. Come on. John, what's John's little secret?
I don't think we've ever had a crossword, have we? Or have we disagreed on things?
No, not at all. We just laugh the whole time. Every time John and I work together, it's non-stop laughs.
We've discovered today you're the attractive one and I'm not, but that's okay.
So that's funny.
That's just one of those things.
But John, you know I've got a soft spot for you. We've talked. I've got to try and... You've never met Rob before. I have to make an impression somewhere or another.
I don't really have any gossip, other than I've told some of the other Joy audiences, if you haven't known, I'm literally a block from here, so you can see my balcony from your window here.
Playing
from the
a dangerous
studio.
Game there, my friend.
That's how close I am to
I did
the
hear you on David and Sue.
Yes,
on Friday, and we did arrive this morning with binoculars, but it was a little bit too dark out there. I do apologise.
The blinds were kept shut, but there are times the blinds are open.
I suppose that is one of the great things though, that came out of Idol is the fact that we've all of us had friendships that have lasted, you know, some better than others. There are some people we all interact with more than others, but those sorts of television shows, the same with Bert Show in a different way, but those shows are really a good social hub where people catch up and meet new people and, you know, musicians as well. I'm sure you would have, looking back, you know,
Gorda.
Drummers and bass players and guitarists and other musicians and producers.
And crew, that you end up working with throughout the your whole career, and everyone remembers that first season of Idol. And I'm still friends with a bunch of the guys from the show, especially my mate Clee, who's actually up doing the Harry Potter show at the moment.
Yes,
she's studying Hermione.
Right,
so everyone goes, oh, she's still going. Like we're all still
kicking.
Rob, you are doing some fantastic stuff out there in theatre.
I'm just
thinking you are killing it out there. You are. I think you're going to be around for a long, long time
to come.
You're doing very well.
Life's been okay. Puffs was great last year. If you for all your listeners as well, don't forget Finn Kelly is on Neighbours. My character.
Oh, that's correct. The horrible school teacher.
No, he's good now.
He's a good guy. He's good.
Oh, has he come good
he's
again?
Turned good
well,
now.
It's called Neighbours. Look, don't forget, you guys. George Michael, Listen to Your Heart is at Hamer Hall on the Arts Centre Melbourne on Thursday, October the 17th. One night only, so you're going to have to be quick to get tickets. Those that are in Queensland, you better see at the Star Gold City on Saturday, October the 19th. Tickets are available from Ticketet and the Arts Centre Melbourne.com.au. Get them quick because they're going to be selling out. I've got mine.
You'll be there.
We'll be there.
Thank you so much for coming in, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Wake Up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.